coming up on episode number 983. Well, most of the time when you're listening to covers, they're taking a song that you're familiar with and then bringing it into something new. They're adding some new element to it. What if they flipped it around and added some old element to it? In other words, making you think that maybe the version you're familiar with is not the original version after all. Well, on today's show, we're going to listen to a bunch of different covers that all take that very seriously. It's almost as if the performer went into a time machine and went back to a time before that song even existed and recorded it in the style of the day. For lack of a better term, it's Time Travelerville, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight. Music that sounds older than it is. You know, there's a lot of ways to describe this. I mean, basically, it's almost like an unoriginalville, right? Originalville is where you hear the original versions of songs that you know better by their covers. But in this case, it's songs that sound like they might be the original version of the song, even though they're not. Going way, way back sometimes just going back a couple decades. But we're going to start off with the former. Now, one of the people who's really excelled in this style is a guy named Scott Bradley. He's behind the Postmodern Jukebox. I've played their version of Thrift Shop on the show here. And I think I might have even played one of their Nickelback Motown covers. All of those are great things to check out. I'm not going to play them on today's show, but I am going to play something he did for a video game this year called BioShock Infinite. And now, this has not been officially released. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting patiently for the video game company to officially release this. Hopefully they will at some point, because I think it's a cash cow. No matter how much the licensing is to do this, it seems like it would be a cash cow to release this album. So, we're going to start things off with a cover of Tears for Fears. This comes from the game BioShock Infinite. It's Scott Bradley and his cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Thank you.
come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find your directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind a reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Just for you, spinning wheel, spinning through. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony, catch a painted pony, and let it ride.
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drum. Oh, what a shame that you came here with someone. So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. Let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. Hearts out of minds, run until we out of time. Wild child's looking good, living hard so like we should. Don't care who watches us when we tear it up, you know. That magic that we got, nobody can touch for show. Looking for some trouble tonight, yeah. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing until we die.
was in a dream. I don't know which way to go. If you are all that you seem, then maybe I'm moving way too slow. I've been fooled before, like in my love caught in slamming door about some information, please. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I called the hit and run? Straight up now, tell me, it's gonna be you and me together. Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just having fun? Some small clue. I keep getting chills when I think your love is true. I've been full forward like to get my love caught in slamming door about some information, please. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell us it's gonna be you and me together. Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just having fun? You are so hard to read. You play hide and seek with your true intention. If you're only playing games, I just have to say bye, 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 bye. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Hey, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Get my love caught in the slamming door. Hard and hard for me. Or am I a page in your history? Telling me to make demands, but the words and ego go hand in hand. About some information, please. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in the hit and run? Straight up now, tell me, is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Are you just having fun? Straight up now, tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in the hit and run?
Putting their own blend of blues, swing, and skiffle together. That is The Lost Fingers from their 2008 album, Lost in the 80s, with their cover of Paula Abdul's Straight Up. Great album. The whole album is great. It's all like that, and of course it's all, as you would guess from the album title, it's all 80s covers. Before that, Scott Bradley in Postmodern Jukebox. Yeah, played him twice in that set. That was Die Young, originally by Kesha, or Kedalarha. That one is from their new album, Introducing Postmodern Jukebox. A bunch of great covers on that. The Templeton Twins, right before that, from their album Trill It Like It Was. Such a great album. The whole thing done like that old Victrola style. With that cover right there was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel, with the Templeton Twins. They've got some Beatles covers on there. Hey Jude. It's so, so good. Great album, Templeton Twins. And Scott Bradley, again, starting us off at the beginning of that set from the soundtrack to the video game Bioshock Infinite, which hasn't been released yet as an unofficial soundtrack. That is Everybody Wants to Rule the World, originally by Tears for Fears. Well, when you're talking retro, there's one place that's got you completely covered. That is thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. Whether you want to go just a few years back to things like Nintendo NES game controllers, or a little bit further back to things like the Red Swingline stapler, or even further back like the Victorian Retrophone handset, they have you covered with all sorts of great, great retro items. The Retrophone book looks like it's just out of Mad Men. And Super Nintendo USB controllers, Red Swingline staplers, as I mentioned, Back to the Future hats, Bluetooth alarm clocks that look like old-style alarm clocks, all sorts of great stuff. When you type the word retro in to the ThinkGeek search box, you will find a cavalcade of items that look like they came out of various decades. Check them all out. Just go to ThinkGeek.com. Better yet, go to Coverville.com, then go to the right side of the page and click the link for ThinkGeek, and that'll take you to their webpage. It'll still take you to the same place, don't worry. But anything you buy at that point helps out Coverville. A little portion of what you spend at ThinkGeek goes back to Coverville and helps us out with music. I say us. Well, I do mean us. Me and you. You listening and me talking. That's ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses. So that first set talked or was an example of bands that do covers in a certain style that evokes old-timey music. Let's go to a set of music where the bands are not only doing that, not only evoking a time or remembering a genre style, but straight up going to covering a band. For example, the Re-Beatles Project came out in 2010, featured a bunch of great covers of modern classics. Here is their cover of Lady Gaga's Poker Face. Ma, 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 ma.
I'm here darling to enjoy the party. Don't get too excited, 'cause that's all you get messed up with you.
Hello. Get messed up with you.
I'm gonna let you try to convince me to. Hello.
Let you try to convince me to.
Well, it's alright, I'm getting dizzy. Just enjoy the party. It's okay with me if you don't have that much to say. Hey.
Son, but you're too young to jump.
Well, might as well jump.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song, make it better. Remember, let her into your heart. And you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Have found her now, go out and get her.
That is Godfrey Daniel, a band that took their name from an old W.C. Fields phrase that was his way of saying God damn it without saying God damn it. Godfrey Daniel. That Godfrey Daniel reportedly are members of the Amboy Dukes with an album that came out in 1972, about 10 years before we'd ever even hear from a band called Big Daddy, which I played right before that. Godfrey Daniel. That album is called Take a Sad Song. You can still find vinyl copies of it floating around, used copies, a cover of Hey Jude by the Beatles. They actually include two different covers of Hey Jude, one at the beginning and one at the end of the album, and they're both great. It's really hard to choose between the doo-wop version or the other style. It's really, really good stuff. Big Daddy, the aforementioned Big Daddy, a band that formed about 10 years after Godfrey Daniel, but does great stuff and has had the longevity to even produce stuff from 1983 all the way to today. Big Daddy's 2011 album, meanwhile, back in the States, gave us that cover of Jump by Van Halen in kind of an Eddie Cochran style. Love that. That actually is the Big Daddy way, for lack of a better way to phrase it. They are really good at not just covering a song in an old style, but kind of merging it with a song you know from the 50s or 60s and making something completely new from that hybrid. The Baseballs, right before that, kind of an Elvis-esque rockabilly band from Germany from their 2011 album Strings and Stripes. That's a cover of the song Hello, originally by Dragonette and Martin Solveig. Love that song and love that version of it. It sounds like it could have easily come from that era. And we start things off with the Re-Beatles Project, an album called Get Back, where they do Beatles-style covers of a whole bunch of modern tunes. That was their take on Lady Gaga's Poker Face. And what's awesome about that is that they don't just borrow from one Beatles song. They borrow from the whole library, everything from Drive My Car to Michelle, you hear a little bit of that in there with a guitar. Great stuff. by the Rebeatles Project. Let's get to the last set of music here. We've messed around in the 50s and 60s. Maybe it's time to jump into the 70s, maybe a little bit of funk. And this one was one of the first things that came to mind when I thought about doing this this theme for the show. It is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with a song that came out in 2001, but easily sounds like it could have come out in 1971. It's a cover of Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately. Here are Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
That the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, You're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
By myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself, and there he was, and like a double cherry pie, and there he was, and like a disco super fly. I smell Saxon candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? To be a stares in my direction. Now, baby, this surely is a dream. Oh, yeah. must be some kind of dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and there you was on the platform, double suede. Yeah, there he was. Yeah, like a disco lemonade. I smell sex and candy here. Who's there lounging in my chair? Who's that casting the fierce stares in my direction? Baby, this surely is a dream. Oh yeah, it must be some kind of dream. Dig it. Here we go. Candy here. Who's the lounging in my chair? Who's that casting round the stairs in my direction? Baby, this surely is a dream. Oh yeah, it must be some kind of dream. Dig it. Oh baby, this surely is a dream. Oh, mama, it must be some kind of dream. Dig it. Oh daddy, this surely is a dream. Oh yeah.
The Billy Rubin Trio from their 2012 album Valentine's Massacre with a cover of Marcy Playground's Sex and Candy. Kind of a 1920s burlesque thing they're going for, I think. The whole album's like that. Even going so far as to feature a label that looks like an old 1920s 78 RPM label and sleeve. Really, really cool stuff there from the Billy Rubin Trio. The Lost Boys of Penzance right before that with a surf rock cover of Fountains of Wayne's Stacy's Mom. That one comes from a 2009 collection called Further Beyond the Sea. There was actually three of those Beyond the Sea collections, all featuring a bunch of great surf tunes. The Mike Flowers Pops right before that with a 60s, 70s styled Wonderwall, originally by Oasis. That one comes from their EP Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. And we start off the set with some 70s funk coming from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from their album Dap Dippin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from 2001, a cover of Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately. All right, let's make our way back into the future with a song you know very well. Yes, it's the closing theme to Coverville, and that is going to bring us to the end of just yet another show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this theme. We will be back later this week with a cover story edition of Coverville, so stick around for that. If you want to get in touch with me, sorry, I just something in my throat, frog in my throat here. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206. No, that's the old one. Both of those are the old ones. My goodness, requests@coverville.com is the email address. It's like I was in a time machine, right? The retro version. Requests@coverville.com is the email address, and the phone number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. See what I mean? It's the future here. We got to get into the future ways of communication. Feel free to get in touch with me. Let me know what you want to hear using those methods, or visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. You can post your messages right there in the show notes for this or any other episode. While you're there, download a show. Download an old show. Pretend it's 2005 and download a show from way back then and listen to... Well, I was going to say, listen to how much worse I was on the microphone, but here I am giving the old email address and phone number. Go back and listen. It's fun. Until Thursday, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cachefly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, it's like they're from another time and place.
Shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.